When you eventually became governor in 1987, Overton James, how did his tenure come to an end?
He actually made the decision to retire. It happened in, goodness, I want to say the announcement was late 1985. Before he made the announcement, he came to me and told me he was going to do it. He indicated that if I was going to run and would like to have his support, then I need to make a decision very quickly after that and probably make the announcement that I would be running. So I did. After he made his announcement, I was right on the heels of that with my announcement that I was running.
And you were 42 years old?
I was 42 in November after I took office in October.
So when you were lieutenant governor, you were...
That would have been 79, so it would have been 36 going on 37.
So since 1970, then, you're the second governor to serve the Chickasaw Nation.
The second elected governor since statehood and served the longest elected terms.
You're now serving your sixth term.
Yes.
And it expires in 2011.
2011. We're less than a year away from election.
Here we are in October of 2010. Have you announced your intention for re-election?
No, I don't generally do that until we get closer to the election. It's like anything else, it needs to be properly timed. Most people understand that it's likely that I will run, and my plans are to run. If someone asks me, I tell them, but I just haven't made a public announcement yet. I guess until now. But not in our public, the Chickasaw public.